Om Shanti. This morning the topic is centering in Om, and we have our senior brother Ramnath with us, and we are very happy he is here because he is more than 14 years in knowledge, 35 years surrendered, and he traveled. He is traveling around whole India and all foreign countries. And he is also the head of the religious wing. And for one specific thing, we are very happy for all the things we are happy he is here, but specific his method for easy yoga, because Ramnath created certain steps, and with the steps it's very easy, honestly, it's very easy to create yoga under all circumstances. And my personal experience is that every time I hear a class from him, he created another step so I can go ahead. So thank you so much for being here.
Om Shanti. Actually, the topic is from Om to Om. Is it? How Brahma Baba has started initially by pronouncing Om. So we also start now with the same. Yes, we all can do it for 2 minutes. So we can create a vibration, internal and external. When you pronounce Om, so all the nerve system is vibrated. So internal also you feel fresh, light, and we make a sound, one type of sound vibrations we create, physical or internal, yes, internally, externally. So we'll do for 3 times, how long we can do, see. Baba started by this Om Dhuni, it is called Om Mantra. Guljar Dadi, Ratanvind Dadi, there are small, all near about 300 small children. They used to go in trance. Even I have seen after coming Madhuvan, there are children's program near about 1,500 small, 6 to 18 years. Children is to come. And we will take them all to Baba's rock. And all the children, they'll sit in Baba's rock. There they do Om. Many small children, they used to go in trance. Even they cannot come back. After 2 hours, we have to pick up them and we will bring them in history hall. And there Dadi will come. And Dadi will give them, while put water in their eye, and Dadi will give them Amrut, then they will feel fresh. So this much of importance is there. So that's why the name is Om Mandali. And where Baba and the children, they used to stay, it is called Om Nivas. So how it is started? The meaning of this Om is Atma. Who is I am? I am a soul. What is soul? This word is there in Indian scriptures, also in Gita. But till it is not analyzed, clarified, soul is what? Where is that soul? From where this spiritual energy, the soul is coming? This soul, where this soul is in this body?
and what that soul is doing in this body. When the soul is leaving this body, where that soul is going? Because when the child taking birth, it's self-handicap. Why? What the child has done? Who is designing the body shape? The different body shapes, who is designing? All these things are coming. In this, it is explained in this spiritual university, which is lacking in our education. The world education is telling, what is lacking in our education? The spirituality is lacking. Even science also is not complete without spirituality. That's why in India we never do salutations by one hand, by two hands. Science and spirituality must work together, hand to hand. Then you can create a paradise. If these two powers are working at a time, so there will be a perfection in our each profession, in our each action. On the basis, we say, by our own action, we'll bring paradise, heaven on this earth. It is not coming from somewhere else. By our own perfect, neat, clean actions. So when my action is neat, clean, accurate and perfect, so that the spiritual knowledge which is lacking, that is necessary. So in that one word, I am a soul. What is soul? Atom, physical energy. Atom contains electron, proton, neutron. There are three powers. Here also, it is a matter of physical energy. Soul, we say in common words. What is the soul? When the soul is taking birth in this body, so that energy is creating something. We call it is mind. When that energy is creating something, we call it is a mind. So you may ask, what is mind? Mind is a machine which creates thoughts irrespective of good and bad, day and night. It is a creation. After that, one more power is there. That is called intellect. What is that intellect? It is also having three powers. Whatever is coming out of mind, that intellect, in other words, we'll use in the spiritual language, heart. I am talking from my true heart. I love you from my true heart. This heart is not loving. It is just pumping the blood. Nowadays, it can be replaced. It is physical. For the physical body. So we are talking here about the spiritual knowledge. It is a spiritual university. The heart is intellect of the soul. Intellect is the heart of the soul. That heart is doing three types of function. Whatever is coming out of mind, intellect will take decision. Yes, this thought is good for my personality. I like this thought. It may be anything. Intellect, as per its cleanness, clean heart, pure heart. How much the heart or intellect is clean, on that basis it will give decision, this thought, it good for my personality. After that, if that thought is physical, intellect is an eye. So it will show you the vision. When you say mango, oh yes, the picture will come. It is physical. Third is that the same intellect is having one more power to experience. also mango? Oh, it is very sweet. Who will say? The intellect is having one more. Oh, this mango is very sweet. This mango is not too much sweet. Who is telling? The experience is in intellect. So in meditation it is necessary sometimes. We say, I cannot. I never have any experience. So who is doing that experience? Who is having that power? I am having these two hands. When, where and how I have to use these two powers, that I must know. What my mind is doing? Mind is once again creating two types of thoughts. Now you are sitting here, you are looking me, you are listening me, same time. 5 years, 10 years before, whatever you have done in childhood, past memories are coming. It is past thoughts. They are constantly flowing in the form of thoughts. One more is, so when you see something, this flower pot, when you see, thought will come, oh, it is real or artificial. So mind, when you see present, we can create creative power, either positive or negative. That is also in your hand. That mind is doing two types of thoughts we are creating. One is positive, negative, present. Creative power is you are creating now. When you see, when you listen, when you come in contact with others. And one more, you are not doing anything. You are sitting freely. So whatever you have done in past, the past memory is activating in the form of thoughts. Right? Now see your mind. What my mind is doing, realize while listening also. You see what my mind is doing. Check yourself. My mind is creating past thoughts or I am in present. Sometimes physically we are present. Mentally you are somewhere else. The physical present as well as mental present is also necessary. Mentally you are here. After that, what my mind is creating? Intellect is there. Understanding power. Realization power is there. Decision giving, discrimination power is there in that intellect. That is the heart. So when thought is coming, this thought is good or bad. No, there is no need to think on this. Leave it. Baba say, put full stop. Do not think why. When you see this flower, it is real or artificial. Why I have to think? I have not came here to think about that. Okay, thought will come. Stop. No, there is no need to think. It may be real, it may be artificial. Leave it. Now I want to listen. Give attention on self. Come back. That is called give full. When you understand, then only will give full stop, no? If understanding power is not there, so we call mad. He do not know what to think and what not to think. There is no controlling power on the mind. Mind is naughty. Mind will create anything. But intellect is there. No, this thought, I should not think about this. There is no need. But thought will come. Give full stop. Convenes. But one more thing remember. Never control your mind. Never suppress your mind. But what to do? What to do? Convince your mind. Even though it is naughty, it will create any type of thought. Do not ignore. Do not suppress. Do not control. How long you will control? How long you suppress? But convince. This thought is not good for me. There is no need to think. This is not my aim of sitting here. It may be anything. Somebody is doing something. It is her job. I am not for that. Convince yourself. But who will do this? We say convince others. Who will do? I. That heart. That intellect. If that intellect is knowledgeful, if regularly I am listening Murli, I am knowledgeful, spiritual knowledgeful, not worldly knowledge. If the spiritual knowledge regularly I am listening and I am having awareness of it, so I remember, because why I am telling, listening, reading is not everything. We read, we listen many things, but we never remember. Morning, we listen Murli. After 1 hour if you ask, we do not know. Is it? Because it is not listening, it is reading, is not everything. Listen to many things, but minimum one drop of positive thought from today's Murli, that I have to remember. Possible to remember? If you are listening Murli, whole Murli you listen, one positive thought, as per your choice. Up to evening, somebody will ask you, brother, what Baba said today? So suddenly we can repeat. Oh, Baba said, very good, let me think. Let me find out. Is it? Yes, it is also there. There are some children, they are very clever, very clean heart. For them it is easy. There are some Baba's children. The heart is not clean, full of many rubbish things. What is solution? Solution for everything, there is a solution. How to increase your memory power? How to clean that heart? To store, to remember positive things. So when you are listening, listen with full attention. One, as per your choice, one point underline, write on a small paper, keep along with you. When after Murli class, there will be a music or silence 1 minute. Then you remember, recollect what Baba said today. Yes, Baba said this. I have to practice today. Whole day, I have to practice. I have to bring this in action. Remind yourself. So when you come out, meet somebody else, talk others, definitely talk. But what? Share what you have listened. Today Baba said, very good point. I like this. Once, twice, thrice, morning, afternoon, up to the evening. One time, two time, three time. Repeat it. Share with others. If you are doing these three things, what you are listening today, you can remember up to 10 years. This is a system. How to record, how to create permanent memory. Temporary memory and permanent memory. Just listening 1 hour, you will remember temporary memory. If you want to make it permanent, listen, write down, only one drop is sufficient. One drop of positive thought. One version, as per your choice. Note down, keep along with you, revise, when there's a time, after Murli, what I have to do today, whole day. What homework Baba has given. This point I have to hold day, I have to do it. I have to bring it in action. And when you come out, when you meet somebody, share with others. I like this point. Morning, afternoon and evening. Because healthy mind in healthy body. To keep this body healthy, minimum 3 times in a day we take care of this body. Morning, lunch, dinner. Similarly, if you want to make healthy mind, minimum 3 times it is necessary. Morning, afternoon and in the evening. If you are reminding yourself, if you are sharing with others, the information which you have collected by Murli, it is active. Then only it said intellect. The heart is full of knowledge. Whenever you are working, many thoughts are coming in mind. We do not like it. But what to do? So intellect, knowledgeful heart, intellect will convince, no, I should not think like this way. This thought is not good. Baba do not like this. Baba never said, if somebody is doing something wrong, it is her role. She like it. I am not a watchman. What she is doing, what he is doing, all are having independence. There is a choice for them. There is a freedom. Like this way, I have to convince, this thought is not good. Who will do this? The knowledgeful intellect. That's why, and when you sit, when you think on that, so we realize, realization power is also there. We experience that thought also. There are three types of function. After that, one more function is there, recording. There are two types of sanskars we record. We say, angel. Angel is made of what? Devil. Devil is made of what? Who is designing this body, different shapes? Baba is telling, as per your sanskars, our future life will be designed. So what type of sanskars I have to create now? So whenever thought, there are some thoughts are coming and going, no influence. When the thought is coming, I am not doing any physical work, I never get angry. But internally I realize, yes, I will do this, I will do this. I think it is a subtle action is recorded. I never get if somebody harass me, get angry, disturb me. But I keep quiet. But internally I think, I create negative. And I feel it. That is also a subtle action. Reflection of subtle, pure action is angel. What is angel is made of what? It is my own thought power. But it is positive. Same time, when I see something, somebody, and I create negative thoughts, reflection of negative thought is devil. Is that negative energy is also recorded. It is also in my hand. And one more thing is, if I am doing some physical action, it is subtle, either positive or negative. Who is designing this body? Somebody is black, somebody is white, somebody is handicapped. Why? Who is doing this? Somebody is poor, somebody is rich. Who is doing this? It is my own physical action. Reflection of gross action is physical body. When I physically do any action, if that action is also recorded. As per that action, my body design is designed. So what type of body, what type of life we want? That is also in this confluence age, it is in our head, in our hands. Right? Is it? What we can settle thought and grasp action. So this full knowledge is necessary about the soul. The soul is coming, sitting in the middle of forehead, in between hypothalamus and pituitary glands, a white shining star. If the star, if that soul is creating negative thoughts, the aura is negative or positive. White aura, a bright light crown you can see. That's called aura. It's my thoughts, what I'm creating. It reflects. It is also in my hand. What type of thoughts I am creating? So about the soul, when you say the soul, what is this soul? What it is that soul is having? What my mind is doing? What is my intellect is doing? What type of sanskars already I have done? And what type of sanskar I have to do now after knowing this knowledge? Right? Now question comes, second part. Suppose if I have done something negative action, I do not know, but it is recorded. Because there is one universal law. What is that? For each action, there is a reaction. Yes? And there is no excuse. I do not know. There is no excuse. Ignorance of law of action. It's a law of action. Whatever I have done, knowingly, unknowingly, it is recorded. So whatever has happened in past, knowingly, unknowingly, what to be done? So Baba has given here a meditation. The meditation, why we are doing? Who is he? A doctor. Who is a doctor? One who cures the physical disease. He is a supreme surgeon. He is also a doctor of the soul. He said, I am the purifier. I am the liberator. And his name is that Satyam Shivam Sundaram. Sat God is Tat. And his name is Shiva. Yes? So now who is he? Who is there are different doctors. For the heart there is a different doctor. For the head there is a different doctor. For the eye there is a different doctor. So here is also, he is a doctor. He said, I am a supreme surgeon. I am the purifier of not the physical body, the soul. If physical disease you have, the physician is there. He will go into cure. There are two things. Physical body is made of fire element. It is a spiritual energy. Now this spiritual energy soul is having, there are seven values. When this soul came on this earth, it was very pure, 100% clean, pure, peaceful. Why we came here? Not to suffer, to enjoy. That is our aim of life, of coming on this earth. It is a playground. We came, we play to enjoy, not to suffer. So there are seven values. So one by one you realize, ask, what is my value? When I came, and now what are my values? Now what type of values I am having? Ask, compare yourself. Then I have full knowledge about the Om. And it is very easy to say Om Shanti. So Baba is saying, when you say Om Shanti, you must realize I am that Om. I am that soul. I am having my mind. When I see others, what my mind is creating, I must have that awareness. When I see what thought came, with this understanding, with this awareness, if I am doing Om, it is 100% accurate. With understanding I am doing it. So for that, we require clear knowledge about it. Just uttering the word Om has no meaning. With understanding, if you are chanting or uttering, it is accurate. Right? Om is what? Now Shanti. Shanti means peaceful. Peaceful means? What is the meaning of peace? Now there is no sound. It is peace. No. There is no sound. Pin drop silence is there. It is peaceful? No. Peaceful means those who are sitting here, all the souls are having positive thoughts. Not thoughtless is peaceful. Yes? Not thoughtless. Thoughts are all the souls, those who are sitting here, all the souls are having positive thoughts. Then we can say, peaceful atmosphere. Is it? This peaceful atmosphere is called power of yoga, power of silence. It will heal our physical disease, spiritual disease. It will cure. It will make you enlighten. So this is necessary. Now you ask, after yoga, Muni class, after Murli class, we do 10 minutes meditation for Gulzar Dadi. Right? You are all doing? Right? Accurate? Now I ask, so when after Murli class you are sitting and one song is played, so what you are listening the song or you are remembering Baba? Now you ask, you are listening the song. The song is going on. Yes. So that is what actually when you create positive thoughts, those vibrations will reach, no? Positive vibration. And when you create positive and connecting with Baba, those vibrations are powerful. Those vibrations will going to heal. That is actual meaning of meditation. Is it? All must create positive. Now today you listen, what is meditation here? That Baba has explained many times. Realize yourself as a soul, then remember me. Is it? So how to realize? I know brother is sitting here. I can see brother. Yes, still I will ask, brother, what is your name? From where you came? What you are doing? Then I know him. I know I am a soul. That all. It is not sufficient. So what type of soul? What are my qualities? What is my form? I came from where? Minimum 5 questions are necessary to realize myself. So when you sit Om or in the morning in meditation, activate your consciousness. So you ask, who am I? Wait. Intellect will give answer. Not, I am not this body. It's the instrument. I am a soul, son of Almighty. Mind is asking, intellect is giving answers. So mind and intellect work together. It is a dialogue between first initially mind and intellect. To forget, to overcome from the waste, negative thoughts, no other thoughts will come. Because mind is creating. Intellect is not free. Intellect is giving answers. Idle intellect is the devil's workshop. If you do not give answer, just you say, I am a soul, point of light, I am son of Almighty. Oh, I have to do something. Intellect is wandering here and there. So this is a definite difference. Worldly meditation and in the spiritual university meditation. In other words, you may ask, what type of meditation taught here? The meditation here is nothing. Develop your concentration. Is meditation. Why? Concentration will bring perfection in your profession. Each action. If you are cooking, if you are cleaning, if you are driving a car, if you are doing any office work, any work. Your each action must be neat, clean, accurate. For that we are doing meditation. Right? So meditation is what develop your concentration. So what is concentration? What is concentration? Brother, what is concentration? That is concentration. What is concentration? What is explained in the whole world university? Concentration means what? It is explained in the spiritual university. In the world university, focus of mind is concentration. Is it? But here, and intellect, it is explained here. In the worldly university, it is not explained. In the worldly education, focus of mind. Now, you are listening to me. You are looking me. Same time, other thoughts are coming. From where? There are 2 souls? No, only 1 soul. Now you are looking me, you are listening me. Same time, other thoughts are coming, no? They are coming from where? Intellect. So here meditation means, bring your mind and intellect together. It is leads to concentration. The result is concentration. Bring these 2 hands together. It is namaste. But systematically, just I bring these 2 hands together. It is not namaste. system. Small finger must touch to small finger. Systematically. So here also, how to bring this, unite this mind and intellect? So just to sit, talk to you. Who am I? Wait. Intellect. From true heart. With understanding, I give answer. Yes. I am the son of Supreme Father. Second, what is my form? A white shining star sitting in the middle of forehead. What are my qualities? There are 7 qualities. One by one, activate, teach yourself. This is my quality. I born pure. See, realize, now how I am is. I born peaceful. Now how I am is. Teach yourself. One by one. Then third, what is my function? What I am doing? Yes, I am sitting in the middle of forehead. If I want to see, I use this eyeball. I see here and there. If I want to talk, I use this mouth. I use this instrument. It is different. If I want to do function, now in meditation, I do not want to do any function. The word is used, be bodiless. How to become bodiless? Means do not use, when you sit in meditation, do not see here and there. Do not your shake hand and body. Bodiless means what? You cannot leave this body. Staying in this body, do not use, do not see here and there. Keep one, stable. Fifth, from where I came. Beyond space. Beyond sun and moon. First, this dial these 5 numbers. It must be in order. First, who am I? Second, what is my form? Third, what are my qualities? Fourth, what is my function? And fifth, from where I came. Those who are sitting here, all are creating one type of thought. One type of vibrations you are creating. It is collective, it is vacuum. So one type of power, that is called silence, pin drop silence. All are creating positive. Possible? Or not possible? This is positive. Now we can try? We can do experiment and I'll ask after us. Who has repeated? He is the number one. He will come in golden age. Those who have repeated only 4 questions, he will come in silver age. Those who have explained 3 questions, they will come in copper age. Those who have solved only 4 questions. Number wise, no? Baba is telling. Now you can take your own exam. Once again I will repeat. Check out. Who am I? Record in your memory. What is my form? What are my qualities? There are 7 qualities. What is my function? What I am doing? I am using this body as an instrument. From where I came? Okay? We can do now? See, all are creating one type of thought. Nobody is dozing, nobody is looking here and there. Try. Meditation is what? Om is what? Same. All collectively have done Om. One type of vibration, sound. Now it is physical. Now same thing you come in spiritual. So Om, mind is creating one type of thought. It's a mental vibrations. We can try? Okay? Let us see. Keep your eye open.
Om Shanti.
Those who have solved all five questions accurate without any interference of other thoughts, raise your hand. Those who have first five, all five questions, raise big hand. One to those who are coming out to book for Golden Age, no? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Second, those who have solved four questions and some other thought came. Four questions. 1, 2, Silver Jubilee. 1, 2, 3, 4. And those who have solved only two. No, nobody. Only up to gold, silver age. This way you have to ask. My mind and intellect is working as per my order, or my mind and intellect is working as per its old habit. This is the difference. Baba is saying, use your own mind and intellect as per your direction, as per spiritual direction. If you are not using them, they will work as per their old habit. So we call Maya, Ravan, they are coming from where? It is my own creation. Is it? So always Baba is telling, check my mind and my intellect, so I can use them as per spiritual direction. So Baba has given direction. When you are sitting in meditation, realize yourself as a soul. How to realize? So ask this five question. In other words, the world is telling, activate your consciousness. Second part, how to connect? Connect with the Supreme Power. First part, activate. How to activate? Who am I? What is my form? What are my qualities? Slowly, mind is asking, intellect is giving answer. If these two powers you are using, so other thoughts cannot interfere. If you are not using idle mind or idle intellect, definitely there are many worries, many things are there. They will activate. Do not keep your mind and intellect during this 5 minutes, morning Amrit Vela. Keep them engaged. Right? This is Om's. Stabilize yourself in Om awareness, in Om consciousness, that I am a soul. Think only about the soul. Right? Convince? Now second part, peaceful. If you are doing this, there is no negative, there is no waste. So atmosphere, internal peace, only positive is working. So it is curing, it is healing, it is charging, it is generating positive power. That is called thought power. Because only positive you have created, no interference of other thoughts. This is the first step of meditation. Self-awareness. Activate your consciousness. Now second part, I came from where? Beyond space. That is incorporeal world. Who is there? Now my father, who is he? He is having important, main, 8 powers. He is always ocean of pure, ocean of peace, ocean of knowledge, knowledgeful, blissful. One by one power you take and thought, how my father is pure. How I can like him. Talk to him, compare yourself. So you are connecting with the powerhouse. How deep connection, how long? 1 minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 4 minutes. You are connected. Just like you are sitting now here. The heavy sun is outside. The sun rays are not falling on you. Why? We are under the shade. Inside. If you want the sun rays, you have to take this body outside. Go and stand 5 minutes outside. There is no need to call the sun. He is available. If you just go and stand, sun rays are falling on you. Within 5 minutes, start sweating. Yes? This sun is removing the dust of the body. Not by sitting inside. You have to take it outside. There's another son, spiritual son. He said, I am the purifier of the soul and not the body. He is removing the dust of the soul. But this soul is inside the body. Bring him out. Yes. How to bring? This is activate. And when you bring him out and when you talk to him, connect with him, his powers are working on that soul. Start sweating. That is what Baba said today. How much you remember, so much you burn your negativity. So much you will burn your sanskars, negative sanskar. So the name of this father, he is a purifier. Not as it is, he will purify. By sitting here, sun is available. You never get sweating. You have to take your body outside. Not 1 minute go and come. No, stay there for 5 minutes. For 5 minutes constantly sun rays are working on you, falling on you. Slowly, slowly you see, start sweating. Here also, 1 second you touch and come. It won't work. Stay for that. One, talk to him. How to talk? Oh, compare yourself. Who is my father? See how he is pure. When I will become like my father? Son shows father. Baba is telling, if you want to come my home, if you want to come along with me to my home, you must be just like me. Baba, how you are peaceful? How when I will become? For that what I have to do? Talk to him. How much you are doing conversation, connecting to him, talking to him, you are involved, connected to him. How deep? 1 minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 4 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, day by day you can increase this. How deep connection? So it is purifying, it is charging, the soul charging. So you see, if you are minimum 1 month, if you are doing like this way, you can see, after 1 month, again and again the particular negative dream is coming. Slowly, slowly that dream will vanish. Then you will have faith. Yes, by doing meditation, I can clean my negative sanskars. Dreams are telling what you are. If you go to your doctor, he will show you your x-ray. What type of disease you are having. Here also, so dreams are telling what you are. How much you are pure, how much you are not pure. So when your eyes are closed, you are on the bed, dreams are coming from where? Whatever is recorded inside, they are coming in the form of dreams. Then in the form of thought. Then in the form of action. You get angry, you will get accident, you will get disease. Somebody will scold you, somebody will hate you, somebody will cooperate you. All this, child taking birth itself handicap. Why? Action. The sanskars are there. First it will show you in the form of dreams. Then in the form of thought. That is called self-realization. You realize what type of soul I am. No doubt I am a soul. What type of soul? Pure, impure. That when I realize, then I will try to do effort to change. Unless you realize, there is no change. First realization is necessary. Doctors are not for all. Unless I realize I am a patient, I never go to a doctor. He may be a very big doctor, but not for me. There is no need. Baba may be powerful, he is almighty, but there is no need. If I am pure. In golden age, there is no need. Baba never come there. Almighty Father never come. There is no need. He never come in silver age. If you are healthy, wealthy, happy, there is no need of doctor. Doctor may be anybody else, but he is not for me. There is no need in my life. God is also, Baba is also not necessary. Why is necessary? That I have to realize, yes, there is some negativity is there. And he said, if there is some disease, then there is a need of doctor. Then I will think about him. I will go to him. Otherwise there is no need. Right? So, Om to Om. So, first you realize. So, if you are, when you are sitting in meditation, initially also Madhuban, Dadi Prakash Muni used to do, evening 2 hours, pin, drop, no song, nothing. Pin, drop, silent, not a sound also. So, we all are creating positive, the full of positive vibrations. This is called silence power. And I will do it. It is possible to use your own mind and intellect, or it will go out of order. You see, when your mind and intellect is working as per your order, see how you also feel peaceful, no disturbance. Self-satisfaction is first. You must satisfy individually. Yes, my mind has not gone here and there. Peaceful, no waste, no ordinary, no waste thoughts came. First self-satisfaction with my own effort. What effort I have done, what meditation I have done, first certificate must come from my heart. Yes, it is accurate. It is called self-satisfaction. Second, those who are sitting near to you, those who are observing, oh, she is sitting very stable. When I am sitting along with her, oh, her vibrations are very good. Yes, others will give certificate, looking to your behavior, when they come close to you, that is certificate from others. And third certificate we require, he is also observing. Because tomorrow he has to give you inheritance, power. He will say how the child is honestly doing meditation with understanding, not just by faith, as a routine. Just I have to get Amrit Vela and I have to sit, either dozing or anything, I have to get up. It is not hard and fast rule. It is not to show others. It is my earning. It is I have to earn. It is I am doing for myself. Not to just satisfy others or Baba. Is it? With interest, with understanding. Sincerely effort if I am doing. So then you will see Om. To Om. Baba's aim. Baba has started. And same thing is going on now. Initially how Baba's created, now you see afterwards, end of coming now. Now in meditation, initially Baba used to come through Guljar Dadi, used to listen, used to talk, used to meet. Now, not Baba is coming, how? In physical form. Now we have to go to him. Initially he used to come. Now because Baba want to take us, he want to make us, you have to fly. Do not stay in this body. Tomorrow you have to go. Now Baba is saying, Baba is calling, leave this costume, activate yourself, come to me and meet in subtle world. Become just like Baba, angel. Then along with Baba you will go to home. With body, if 1% body feeling is there, we can fly? No. The system is necessary. So same thing, in that's why they are also the, those who are having body conscious, they cannot fly. Those children, so when you are doing Om Dhuni, internally they will feel light. Mental also, they will feel vibration they are creating, they feel light. They forget everything, then they fly. Now also, if you are sitting, creating positive thoughts, and talking with Baba, no other thoughts, mind and intellect is clean. So you forget, that is called bodiless stage. Perfect soul conscious. You are having awareness that I am this. These are my qualities. You are talking with yourself. Activate fully consciousness. So check up when you are sitting in meditation what I am doing. What type of vibration I am creating. Minimum when you are sitting meditation. Whole day is difficult. First try. When you are sitting, second, while coming, going. So whenever you see, that is 100% Baba is telling, 8 hours, you have to remember me. What is that? Whenever you see, while coming, going, you see. Ask, when you see, what thought came in my mind? Oh, that brother came from where? Oh, what I have to do? No, he is Baba's child. Baba, give him power of peace. If my mind is creating positive, this is remembrance. When you come close to him, talk to him. Yes, what to talk? Today Baba said, very good point. Give him one diamond. Share with him. If you are doing this, like this way, morning to evening. So 8 hours, 5 hours, 4 hours, 2 hours, 1 hours. 1 hour, you are remembering Baba. When you say, meet others, what you are doing? Baba said this. When you see him, oh, he is Baba's child. Is it? It is remembering. If you are morning to evening while coming, going, doing all the activities, this awareness is there. When you are phoning, when you are doing email, work also, I am serving him. That is karma yoga. With this awareness you are doing, this is also considered a karma yoga, so remembrance. Morning and evening when you are sitting, to clean yourselves. To connect with the powerhouse. You have to reach there. Otherwise one more stage is there. What is that? It is not explained. What is that one more stage? Conversation. You are sitting here, looking Baba's picture, going to Baba's room, talking to others. Baba, you are very good, you have given this, you are this. So conversation. Either here, same thing you can do in subtle world also. The perfect Bab Dada is in subtle world. So when you realize yourself as a soul, you go to subtle world. So you feel Bab Dada is here. You are doing conversation. It is also conversation stage. Angelic stage. Soul conscious stage. Angelic stage. Seed stage. And fourth one is world benefactor stage. When you connect deeply with Baba, So you remember, you remind, Baba, he is your child. Very good, very sincere. But sometimes he gets angry. He is having some weak power. So giving power of peace. Sakash. Giving powerful vibrations. When you connect with him, talk to him. And last, work, give vibrations to others. Remember somebody, some person, some family, some country. Some country is too much peaceless. Baba, these are your children. You must give them. They are your children. You must give them peace. That is Sakash. Connecting from powerhouse. My thought, Baba's power, we are sending to the target where they was to reach. That serve the whole universe by your powerful vibrations. Right? Now, Om to Om. Now, if you have any questions, you can ask. Something we have to listen from you also, no? That question, you want once again? First, I said, when you sit, activate, who am I? Second, what is my form? Third, what are my qualities? Fourth, what is my function? What I am doing? I am driving this car, but now I should not. Fifth, from where I came? Yes, fifth, this you are activating. Same. Yes, yes. Mind is asking, intellect is giving answer. Means what happens? Your concentration will be there. Mind you are using as per your knowledge. Intellect also you are using as per your knowledge, Baba's knowledge. If you are not doing this, they will think as per their habit. Do not leave them as per their habit. Because body conscious habit, no soul conscious. Then fifth, from where? From incorporeal. Who is there? My father. Who is he? Oh, he is always pure. He said, child, you become just like me. Then you can come along with me in my home. Now I have to compare. How he is pure? How I am is impure? When I was pure? Why I have become impure? If I want to become like him, what I have to do? Talk to him. So you are connected to him. See, he is always peaceful. How he is peaceful? Why I cannot? If I am a child, why I cannot? Who is making me peaceless? For that what I have to do? Talk to him. Hours together you can sit. Take one by one power. There he, 8 powers are there. So you are connected to him. Understood? Like this way. Second, if anybody want to ask. Yes. 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 Now, if you ask, these are the names. Just you are sitting now here. Your eyes are open. You are looking Baba's picture. Otherwise, you keep some plant. Anything. You just keep your and talk to you. It is a conscious travel. So, you are traveling with mind and intellect. Creating thoughts. Nothing. Soul is not leaving the body. Soul is here only. Thought. So, you are go on talk. Now, I am looking you. Go on, I am talking to you. That I have not left this body, there is nothing. The names are different, not necessary. Just you talk, from here to incorporeal world. So just you ask, who am I? Wait, answer is coming. What is my form? What are my qualities? What is my function? From where I came? Oh, I came from Paramdham. Where is Paramdham? Intellect is telling, it is above sun and moon. What is that, sir, above sun and moon? Oh, red, goldish color light is there. Who is there? Oh, my father, it is my home. Intellect is giving you all information. So, who is there? Oh, my father, how is he? Go on, ask. He is giving answer. He is ready to give answer. Oh, he is also just like me, a white shining star. But my father is always pure. Baba, I want to like you. How I can? I am here, you are there. Baba, you never get angry. You are always peaceful. How I can? I am your child. For that, what I have to do? Do talking to you. Understood? Go on, ask. Sitting here only, your eyes are open. Looking Baba's picture, you look somebody. But conversation must be there. The mind and intellect must continuously. If you leave 1 second, other thought will interfere. Yes? Do not leave the link. Yes? Constantly. So this is called, we give the name for that. So if you are doing only 5 questions, that stage is called soul conscious stage. After that, 5th question, I came from where? Subtle world. So you are talking with Bab Dada. Baba, today morning you have given very good Murli. Baba, I like you. Baba, I have this disease. What I have to do? Baba, I have this problem. What I have to do? If you are doing conversation, this stage is called angelic stage. Doing conversation. After that, you are going to Paramdham. There, oh, my Shubh Baba, father, he is always pure. You are comparing. This stage is called volcanic stage, seed stage. Yes, you are talking to him in corporal stage. After that, from that, when you fill up yourself, Baba, he is your child. He is regularly coming from the class. He is regularly listening Murli, but very weak spiritually. You give him power. You request. To give, not to give, is left to him. Baba, he is your child. He is doing sincerely service. Very good, Baba's child. Give him power. Take care of him. Understood? Baba, this child has taken 7 days course, but he is not coming in class. He cannot face these problems. He is very weak. Who will give him power? Baba, he is your child. You have to give him power. So early in the morning, evening, after giving 7 days course, so each day you have to take care of him. Give him power. Sustain him. This is service. Not just giving knowledge is service. You have put the seed in the ground. Afterwards, you have to give water. You have to give fertilizer. That is nourishment. This is also necessary, yes.
Since we're talking about giving the court and service and that's one, I have 2 questions. When I'm teaching meditation for the first time, this is a common reaction. The student will see colors or distortions.
No, that's it. No color, nothing. If when you are thinking, what is there, it will come. I said never create Baba's picture also. It is not creating. So when you are traveling, if Baba is there in Paramdham, your intellect is clean, how he is, he will come in front of you. By knowledge, I said you, there is a outside, there is something. On the basis of knowledge, you travel. When you go there, you will see. If knowledge is accurate, then you will see the result. If knowledge, what I have said, if you are not applying properly, you won't get that person outside. You are searching somewhere else. I said, go to first door. You have gone outside with second door. So if you are applying properly the knowledge, the result is accurate. It is called a systematic effort. Will give perfect results. The system is not perfect. Application is not perfect. The result is also different. Yes. Why it is? Now I am telling why this is done. Baba is having 3 children. 1 child. Now I have given class. Now she has properly understood. So today evening when they come and sit in meditation, she will apply this process. No disturb. Music is going on. Not for her. She never listen. She is playing her own music. But second sister is sitting. She is sitting very calm and quiet. But thinking about her problem, Baba, what I have to do, this problem is there. I feel that she is fully, eyes are open, sitting stable, but thinking some other thoughts. For her, that music or song is played. 3rd person is there. She is sitting and looking here, what happened, what is going on. She is looking here and there. Some teacher is sitting here. Why she is giving drishti? She is looking what you are doing. Oh, somebody is observing me. Be alert. That's why Baba has done this three system. Music, song is for second number. The teacher is sitting to giving drishti vai. Somebody is looking here and there, it is for her. But not for the first person. First person understood the knowledge. He will travel himself. No disturbance about the music or somebody sitting. So that's why the system is kept. There Baba is having three children. King, subject, royal family. Yes, that golden age, silver age, copper age. This is. And more, brother side. Okay.
Yes. One moment, Brother Ramnath, because possible some are from Pandavavan and they...
Translation.
No, they have to take the bus properly and otherwise they miss it.
Okay. Oh, so question also they must listen. What question you are asking? Any program is there afterwards? And afterwards there is any program? Question. Afterwards any program?
Yeah.
What? Any
Sorry?
Program is there?
No.
No, okay. No, okay. Any question anybody want to ask? That's okay. Sakar to Laukik. Laukik family is asking how to handle with Laukik family. They are Baba's children, not Laukik and Alaukik. All are Baba's children. Your daughter, your wife, she is not your wife, she is Baba's child. It depends on you. If you know the knowledge, she is not my wife, she is Baba's child. She is not my daughter, it is Baba's child. If you are keeping this awareness, everything is Baba's family. Is it? So there is nothing. Okay? Om Shanti. Now 1 minute, you remember Baba and finish. Remember means give thanks to him.